With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of inspirational listening. The observance of Labor Day traditionally marks the unofficial end of summer. And since it's a quintessentially American holiday, on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll focus primarily on sacred choral and organ music by American composers and performers. Pieces by William Billings, Howard Hanson, Amy Beach, and Gwyneth Walker, among others. As we begin our Labor Day celebration, we'll listen to festive music by John Philip Sousa, transcribed for organ. Todd Wilson plays the Washington Post March at the Washington National Cathedral. The Washington Post March by John Philip Sousa and played by organist Todd Wilson at the Washington National Cathedral. Some of the oldest sacred music from the early American colonies comes from the Bay Psalm Book, which was the first book actually printed in America. From that 1640 collection, we'll hear Old Hundredth as sung by the Harvard University Choir. Murray Forbes Somerville directs.
Come, Master, Father, He is God.
The Harvard University Choir sang Old Hundredth from the Bay Psalm Book of 1640. Murray Forbes Somerville directed. America's first religious composer was self-taught. Born in Boston, William Billings published the first of six collections in 1770, breaking away from the restrictions of the psalm tunes and hymns that were prevalent to that point. His pieces were called fuguing tunes, set for four voices and containing periodic points of imitation between the voices. Be Glad Then, America is one of these fuguing tunes and portrays a progression of feeling chronicling some of the roots of the American people. Gloria Dei Cantoris is led by Elizabeth C. Patterson. Be Glad Then, America by William Billings was performed by Gloria De Cantoris under the direction of Elizabeth C. Patterson. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Robert Lowry was a Baptist preacher who became a popular writer of gospel music in the mid to late 19th century in America. Among his most well-known hymns is How Can I Keep From Singing? Eric Nelson has provided a lovely choral setting of this sturdy tune and hinted at yet another familiar tune in the process. The Atlanta Master Chorale sings, led by Eric Nelson. The Atlanta Master Chorale sang How Can I Keep From Singing, arranged by their director, Eric Nelson. Contemporary American composer Gwyneth Walker has provided something of an updated version of an early American fuguing tune in our next selection. The tune Sounding Joy was originally written by 18th century composer Justin Morgan, who also happens to be the original breeder of the Morgan horse. Ms. Walker added her own dancing voice to Morgan's original, which we'll hear performed by the American Repertory Singers. Leo Nestor conducts.
Thank you.
Sounding Joy, an updated version of Justin Morgan's original by composer Gwyneth Walker. The American Repertory Singers performed under the direction of Leo Nestor. Several years ago, the Ensemble Cathedra, in residence at the Washington National Cathedral, devoted an entire CD to the works of American composer Stephen Caracciolo. Among the works featured on the disc is a double choir piece on a verse from Matthew's Gospel, "Come unto me, all ye that labor." It presents romantic harmonies alongside counterpoint that harks back to the 16th century. He also specifies the spatial placement of the voices so that the music moves from one end of the chorus 1 to the opposite end of chorus 2. Cathedra Sings, directed by Michael McCarthy.
Thank you.
Come Unto Me, All Ye That Labor, a motet by Stephen Caracciolo, was performed by Cathedra, directed by Michael McCarthy. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Composer Roland E. Martin, who teaches at the University of Buffalo, has written quite a sizable body of sacred choral music, including a number of works dedicated to the singers of St. Paul's Cathedral in Buffalo. He's composed at least two settings of evening canticles for them, and we'll hear his Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis in E next. Set for treble voices and organ, we'll hear members of the Cathedral Schola from the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. Dale Ottleman directs, with David Fishburne accompanying.
Thank you.
Dale Ottoman led members of the Cathedral Schola from the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta in the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis in E by Roland E. Martin, composed for the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral in Buffalo. More music from New England is coming up by a trailblazing composer who happened to be a woman, Amy Beach. She was recognized as a virtuoso pianist as a teenager, performing with the Boston Symphony in 1885. But upon marriage to a Harvard Medical School faculty member, she concentrated on composition, resuming her concert career after her husband's death. Her anthem, Let This Mind Be In You, is sung by the Harvard University Choir. Murray Forbes Somerville conducts.
Oh.
The Harvard University Choir, directed by Murray Forbes Somerville, sang Let This Mind Be In You by Amy Beach. Nancy Granert played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Howard Hanson's A Prayer of the Middle Ages was written during the American Bicentennial year, 1976, and sets a strong text from the 8th century. Hanson's neo-romantic writing was looked down upon by many critics during his lifetime, but it has an integrity all its own. The Dale Warland Singers perform. A Prayer of the Middle Ages by Howard Hanson was performed by the Dale Warland Singers. On this Labor Day weekend, the hymn that most readily comes to mind is Come Labor On, with tune composed by an American transplant from England, T. Tertius Noble, who founded the St. Thomas Choir School in New York in the early decades of the 20th century. We'll hear this hymn, which is something of a theme song for the school, sung by the choir and congregation of St. Thomas Church, Fifth Avenue. John Scott leads with Frederick Teardo at the organ. Tom Trenny played the brilliant Toccata by Ann Wilson. Earlier, we heard the choir and congregation of St. Thomas Church, New York, singing the grand hymn, Come Labor On. Thank you for joining me to listen to music to celebrate the great American holiday, Labor Day. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.